Open Windows, July the 25th. The Church According to Christ. The Most High does not live in houses made by men. Acts 7 verse 48. Christianity has become a tremendous build-up of things which were not at the beginning. The Christianity which we know today is a very complicated thing. The hands of men have come upon the things of God, and men have tried to build this great thing according to their own judgment. And so we have all the confusion, all the divisions, all the complications. It is really hard going in Christianity. Christianity has become its own great hindrance. You will go out about this country, you will go out about this city, and you will see these great religious buildings with a cross on the top. And when people enter those buildings, they bow themselves. Oh, they look very reverend. And they think that is a sacred building. If you interfere with anything there, it's called sacrilege. To God, that's all nonsense. It does not mean anything at all. The only thing that matters to God is not the wonderful building and the wonderful things inside the building, and not even the cross on the top. The one thing that matters to God is whether he is there. Is God himself present in this place? But what about ourselves? We hear Christians who come into a meeting like this, speaking about coming into the house of God. Perhaps they say when they are going to this meeting place, I am going to the house of God. And when they pray, they say, we are very glad to be in the house of God this morning. It is a good thing to be in the Lord's house. What makes any place the house of God? What makes any place sacred? If it is sacred at all, what makes it sacred? It is not the building, that is not a sacred building. It is not the congregation gathered there. The only thing that makes it sacred is that the Lord is present. The Lord is not interested in our places or in our congregations. He is only concerned that he may find for himself a place where he may be present in pleasure. I wonder where the tabernacle in the wilderness is now. I expect it is buried somewhere deep under the earth. I wonder where the great temple of Solomon is now. I think you would be wasting your time to try and find it. You see, God has buried those things. Everything that is not of Christ is going to be dissolved. Make no mistake, this whole structure of Christianity is going to be tested according to Christ. Christianity is just going to be tested as to how far it was the work of the Holy Spirit of God according to Christ.